1, 2, 3. Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome to the Frequency Friday Show. I am your host, the one and only Mod Dragon, here to get things going. Welcome back. I don't know if I mentioned this last time. I think this is the last time we're going to mention this. We are now digital here on the Ben Davis platform, of course, delivering content during this quarantine. So without further ado, let's just get into it. We have two albums I want to talk about today. We're going to make it short, you know what I'm saying? Not much has gone on, like I said, during this quarantine. Artists don't really have the ability to go out to the studio and work on stuff. So, you know, a lot of stuff that's coming out now has been planned to come out. So right now we're not going to see a lot of music. Even in the coming few weeks, we're not going to see a lot of music. But at the end of the day, music is still being put out. Artists are still working from home. And we're going to talk about it for sure. First album, big artist coming off of 2019 is DaBaby with Blame It On Baby. I listened to it last night as it came out because, you know, our sleep schedule right now is terrible. Mine is for sure. But I listened to it when it came out last night as soon as it came. And this is a fun album. I actually enjoyed this album a lot better than Kirk, his last album. Yeah, Kirk was a lot more personal yet upbeat. He tried to, you know, laugh through it all, even though he was saying a lot of, you know, how can I say this? A lot of, not saying dark, I don't want to say dark, he got dark, but a lot of intimate details about his life. But at the end of the day, it sounded kind of like he was dismaying it and kind of like saying, yeah, that was all for nothing. But here, he's just having fun. I mean, and I think that's the point of DaBaby as an artist. He's an artist who just makes fun music to listen to. I never really have seen or have wanted to hear him in a very much darker undertone. A lot of features, let me tell you, a lot of features. People really wanted to work with this guy. Let me tell you. Second track, he has Quavo. On the third track, he has Future. On seventh track, he has Roddy Ricch. Young Boy. A Boogie with the Hoodie. Ashanti. Meg Thee Stallion. You know, a lot. It's a lot of people. And this album's only 13 tracks long. 34 minutes. So, yeah, it's a fun album because it doesn't last long. It's packed to the brim. And it just flows very, very good. I thoroughly enjoy this better, like I said, than Kirk, his last album. This even reminds me of more of his early projects, EP/first album, where he just killed it. He was just having fun. He was, you know, he was vibing, in essence. But yeah, great, great album. For sure gonna listen to this. First track stood out to me the most, I'm not gonna lie. As soon as I popped the album on, I was like, ah, nah, we're going in, you know? As that kind of feeling it gave me, and it was a fun ride thus far. So, yeah. Rating, out of 10. I did listen to it this morning, waking up. And I did listen to it last night. So far, I give this a solid 7 out of 10. Kirk, I did give like a 6 out of 10. 6 out of 10, 6.5 out of 10. And like I said, this is much better than Kirk, so I have to give it a higher rating. Much, much more fun album. Great stuff by DaBaby. Now, the second album we're going to talk about is our sleeper of the week. So, we're going to put that to the end. And let's talk about the singles. Because, boy, have we had a lot of singles this week. And last week, I didn't get into much because, you know, we had to go through most of the other albums that came out weeks prior. So, we can actually jump. New singles, of course, At Meh by Playboi Carti, and I gotta say, this is some mid-level rapping, mid-level production, mid-level Carti, Playboi Carti. Boy, was I disappointed with this track. We've been waiting for an album from Playboi for, I'd say, about a year and a half now. And he's been hyping us up as fans, you know? Because I like his music. His last project is very minimalist, yet aggressive, yet, you know, genre-bending. However, this track is very... it gives me a lot of reasons to worry about the next album not being so good as the last. And by that, I mean, it just sounds like he's still on that, you know, last album kind of vibe. His self-titled album, by far, has to be a little bit better. Just because, you know, he was working. That was him working, giving it his best. His second album, yes, it's considered, you know, a great, great album. Almost a classic in, you know, the young generation. But he was still working, yet living. You know, this is my daily life now, or this is what I want y'all to see my life as. And these new records seem as if he's not kind of moved on from that, and he's not kind of evolved himself as an artist, because artists need to evolve in order to put out great music, in my opinion, of course. And Playboi Carti doesn't do this in this new track, and we haven't heard from him in over a year, if we're, you know, dismaying all the leaks, which I haven't heard. So yeah, like I said, it's mid-level. I'm not interested in this. Don't see why people like this. You know, people are like, oh, you guys are hating on it because the last time he put out a single, you know, y'all said the same thing and now it's popping off. I'm like, no, because the last one, you know, came with an album that represented that vibe, that introduced us to that life, you know? This is more of a continuation of that, but we're kind of tired of hearing that. So yeah, meh is a big meh for me. I'm not going to rate singles. Now, we have 21 Savage, Summer Walker. 21 Savage has been on an interesting run as of late. He's been wanting to do R&B. You know, I've seen him on his Insta Lives, you know, singing R&B songs. He knows his R&B for sure. So it's... you know, no surprise that he's with Summer Walker. And it's a nice track. Obviously, you don't expect 21 Savage to sing, even though I'm kind of waiting for that to come out, because one day he's going to do it. He's going to want to do it one day. So, yeah, interesting track by 21 Savage and Summer Walker. Then we have Kid Cudi putting out a single. Leader of Delinquents. Kid Cudi... for me, I understand the impact Kid Cudi did. I understand how influential of an artist he has been. But as of late, it seems as if Kid Cudi is still in that vibe from back then. Kitsy Ghost was, you know, amazing, a masterpiece. But, you know, it's always felt as if Kanye is always leading the way when it comes to making music with Kid Cudi, you know? And Kid Cudi is just following him behind, you know, keeping up, in essence. However, Kid Cudi by himself has been on an interesting run. He's tried, like, punk rap, which works, in essence. It kind of birthed the whole, you know, SoundCloud, very, you know, hardcore kind of trap music. But he's still on that old, not old, I don't want to call it old because it's not, it's fairly recent. He's still not figured out a footing in his own music. It always feels like he's making something he's not so comfortable with. So, yeah, like I said, this track is interesting, yet not for me, I do gotta say. So, I'm just gonna leave it at that. Interesting, but not for me. Then we also have Tootsie Slide by Drake, which we didn't cover last week because, you know, we had a lot to talk about. So Tootsie Slide is really just a song to get the people moving. Nothing really, you know, surprising from Drake, especially from Drake. You know, he's always going to make something that gets the people going. You know, if we go back to Controlla, Hotline Bling. Even back to his old days with no headlines, you know, the infamous YOLO phrase and, you know, the wave that he started of virality in music. Drake is keeping up, man, and he's doing great. Nothing else to say about that but a fun track. And it's number one on the Apple Music Store as I check right now. Yes, indeed it is. Billboard, I think, is still number one. Playboi Carti's number two. And Apple Music, Playboi Carti already took over. So yeah, that's something to look at. In the next singles, we have Kalani everybody's business. She recently went through a highly publicized breakup with rapper YG. So I think this is a continuation of that. She also, Party Next Door put out an album, right? Party Mobile. That included a track talking about Kalani, because Kalani and Party Next Door were in a relationship before Kalani and YG were in a relationship. So it's like, you know, a track dedicated to like, yeah, I guess y'all know about my, you know, romantic life, so, you know, but leave me alone-esque track, you know? it's weird. So yeah, and she's in her bag, she sings, she's, you know, her vocals are great. Nothing bad to say about that track, you know. To each his own, you know? That's what I like to say. So, that about does it for the singles. Like I said, a slow week in music. Yes, I know, I'm quite sad. Yeah, things from last week have not really changed. You know, the Weeknd album is still, you know, up top, up there. And when it comes to, you know, albums that are being played back over and over again. Because, you know, it's one of the biggest albums that came out right before, you know, this whole quarantine thing. I'm still enjoying Thundercat, for a fact. The album is great. Yves Thumer, that sleeper from last week, I'm also enjoying that a lot. Got those downloaded. And Dua Lipa. I haven't listened to her back as much because I haven't been listening to pop music as much. I'm more of, you know, I'm playing music for me to just be in my room and chill. So yeah. So with that being said, let's get to our sleeper. So for this week, our sleeper is Division. They are an R&B group. It's more of a duo, I'd say, than a group. It's more of, it's just two people. It's the vocalist, singer, and the producer. But you know, they move around like a duo, like a group, and they call themselves Division. I only heard about them, let's say, 5 months ago. 5 months ago, yeah, I heard about them. I listened to their music, and I actually liked it. I really liked it a lot. It's singer Daniel Dale and producer 1985. And you know, when it's an R&B soul group, you expect, you know, melodic, bouncy, very, you know, slow tempo, romantic music, and they deliver, for a fact. They deliver, and with some very, very notable appearances of other artists, such as Party Next Door, of course, Jesse Reyes, Future, Buju Banton, Pop Can, Chantel May, Son Allegra, and much more. There's like three more features that I can't really see that well. Anyways, these guys are in the OVO label, so, you know, they're linked to Drake, the one and only, the boy, and they're putting out great music. They are putting out great, great music. You know, this is their first full-length album. Nothing really much has, you know, come out from them other than the singles. Like I said, that Between Us with Son Allegra was a single that, you know, put me onto them. And then another single, I can't remember which one it was. It's not on the album, but, you know, this Son Allegra one is. But, yeah, check them out for sure. You will enjoy this. So, that was our sleeper of the week. Division, a muse in her feelings. I repeat, Division, a muse in her feelings. New album by the group Division from the OVO label. So, that is all for this week. Thank you for listening. Of course, we will be back here next week for more of the Frequency Friday show. I've been your host, Mondragon. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll be back. Peace.